Power project, hosted by the UK's Newcastle University in partnership with local academics, documents the lives of socio-economically deprived people living in the informal settlements of Delhi, India.
My name is Sumit and I'm a HLC student.
Sumit is a young man born and raised in Sanjay Colony. His family moved here 50 years ago. As he explains, the area has seen considerable change. His own house now has electricity, and some residents also have piped, non-potable water. In the past, children were sent out to work, but the majority now do attend a local school. While working as an administrator, Sumit also studies photography at a local learning centre that's been established by Ramesh Kedi.
My name is Ramesh Kedi and I was born and brought up in Sanjay Colony. Sanjay Colony is counted as a slum, but it has a very, very positive community where you will find so many changes, so many opportunities, and that is, you know, change that we are trying to make.
Baladevan Rangaraju is one of the Empower Project's researchers.
Ramesh is a perfect example of people helping each other. He went on a full scholarship to a community college in the US and came back, but he chose to be here. And now he sets up a volunteer group which helps other kids with finding opportunities to get vocational training, to come together in, you know, social interactions, and, you know, even the dance and drama and all of that. I think it's very important to keep youth engaged in creative pursuits such as this so that they don't go, you know, fall in the wrong hands. That's very important.
Ramesh Kedi.
Sanjay Colony is mini India itself. So Sanjay Colony has people from Gujarat, from Rajasthan, from Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, from the south, from the north. So the all people from different background, they come in a place where you don't have a facility of a water, you don't have a community facility, hygiene or sanitation, where you have a lack of electricity, where you have a lack of opportunity in terms of education, where you have a lack of things which you need to make your life better. Still, people are involved in various activities. They're running their own little general stores. People are working in factories, offices also, and working in an army. Once we, you know, come together, we can make changes.
Baladevan Rangaraju.
So it could be a slum or a, you know, an informal neighborhood, but among people here, what we see is a very strong sense of belonging. And this drives their everyday progression towards a better life. What we see here is something that's not unique actually to a certain age group. Say, the older people might have come from, you know, the same village or the district, and they might have familial connections. But then you look at the youngsters, the kids here, right? They are playing music together, they have a band, there's art, there's dance, there's drama, a very strong, thriving, cultural space among the youth here suggests that they have a very strong sense of belonging and they value the place. And that, I think, is definitely helping in how they come about working together in these polycentric systems to solve problems.